Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, where we're looking particularly at the Covenant of Grace. And then underneath the Covenant of Grace, we're looking at Christ as his role of mediator. And today we come to what we call the humiliation of Christ. And the question is, what kind of life did Christ live on earth? What type of life did Christ live on earth? And he lived a life of obedience, service, and suffering. He lived a life of obedience, service, and suffering. So Christ came down and he was obedient to the whole law for his people. We've looked at that before, how Christ fulfilled the covenant of grace, that he not only died for our sins, but he was obedient to God's law. And when we looked at the verse last week in John 6, it says that Jesus said that he came to do the will of the Father. Now we think back of Christ as the second Adam. The first Adam did not obey God's law. He disobeyed God's law. But Christ comes to be obedient to God's law. So he lived a life of obedience. He lived a life of service. In Philippians, Paul writes that Christ, the Son of God, did not count it equality a thing to be grasped, but humbled himself and taking on the form of a servant in the likeness of man. And he humbled himself in obedience, even to the point of death, death on a cross. This is what we call the humiliation of Christ. That Christ came down, where Paul in Colossians explains Christ is a creator, that he made things through him and for him and by him. All things were made. But Christ comes as the form of a servant. Christ came as the form of a servant to serve those who are sick, to heal them, to serve those as a preacher, to preach the gospel of repentance and the kingdom of God is at hand, and to serve his disciples, but to serve them through humility. And then Paul also explains that he came obedient, and obedient even to the point of death through suffering, that all of Christ's life was under this estate of humiliation, been born under law, been born of in the likeness of men. But also, he suffered on the cross to die for our sins. So we think about him representing us. He represents his elect people. He represents them through his obedience, through his service, and through his suffering. And we'll look at more of this suffering of the cross in the next couple of weeks. But Christ, the Son of God, became a man. What a great thing that is for us to stop and consider. Paul previously in that verse in Philippians says, "Have this mind amongst yourself, which is that of Christ Jesus." That we are called to a life of obedience, a life of service and a life of suffering as we follow Christ. But it's only through this covenant of grace. Again, we need to be reminded this is a covenant of grace. That we deserve none of this. We were disobedient and we deserved death. But Christ came and he was obedient. And he died that we might have life. What a great thing that is for us to stop and consider. This covenant of grace that God gives to us through Christ and his life on earth, this life of humiliation, of obedience, service, and suffering. And next week, we'll look at Christ's death on the cross.